Welcome to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. I'm your host, Todd Perlmutter. Our world is a projection of our collective consciousness. The more peace we bring into our lives, the more peace we bring into this world. So let the transformation begin.
We live in the age of loneliness, more so than any other time in human history. We have a raging loneliness epidemic on our hands. There are billions of people who desperately wish for someone to talk to, someone to share their lives with. Often it is next door neighbors thinking the same thoughts about how hard it is to be alone, to see other people being socially active, having lots of friends and romantic partners and close family relationships. And so if we are to tackle this loneliness epidemic, we have to do two things. We have to focus on the internal, and we have to focus on the external. The internal is about getting our minds right, getting ourselves to a place of peace and joy and acceptance and confidence, so that we can go out into the world and do that external thing. And that external thing is the connecting of each other, the building of community. If we are in a bad headspace, we are not going to have the will, the confidence, the optimism to put ourselves out there and connect with someone else. And so we have to start within. And to do that, we have to really fully explore what it means to be lonely, why we are feeling this suffering, and what can we do about it. I was recently talking to someone, and they were telling me how they really longed for their childhood, when there was no stress, there was tons of friends, there was loving parents who lived with you and who always looked out for you and who protected you from all the dangers and all the stress of the world. And what I realized, and what she later realized too, is that the desire was creating the suffering. The desire for things that could not come true was the cause of inescapable suffering, because no matter how hard we try, we can't go back in time. So we have to learn to love what we have now, what is, and reality exactly as it is. This is the way we stop suffering. There may still be anxiety, depression, panic attacks. And if we wish it away, or wish it weren't happening, or wish for some alternate reality, then it becomes unbearable, 10 times worse. When we can have a panic attack and we can be grateful for the awareness of that panic, we can be grateful for being able to feel this emotional roller coaster and not try to escape from it, that is the strength and wisdom rising up within us. Our desires are truly the enemy of our happiness. If I have a perfect Honda Civic, but I want a Ferrari, that Honda brings me no joy. In fact, it becomes the source of my suffering. And that is the same for every aspect of our lives. If we are witnessing someone else at a party, and they are the life of the party, and we are looking in through the window, and we were not invited, and we are alone that evening, we suffer so much more than a person in our exact same shoes who is excited for the peaceful evening, for the chance to relax and to become calm and release any of the stress they have accumulated in the day. The only way to be eternally happy is to always want what is happening right now and right here, the good and the bad. What that means in terms of loneliness is that too often when we meet up with a romantic partner or we meet up with a person we're hoping to become friends with, if we are wanting marriage or if we are wanting a super close friend we can rely on, we not only scare and push away the other person, but we are going to turn first dates, which is essential to finding our lifelong partner, or we're going to turn those early hangouts with a potential friend into a nightmare. You know, we are going to miss the journey and we'll never get to the destination that way. So as counterintuitive as it is, and we need to go counterintuitive because what we've been conditioned to believe is not working. So if we flip the script, we'll see that by wanting those bad dates, those rejections, because we know they're getting us to our destination, we no longer lose hope. We no longer lose faith in humanity. We just see reality as it is. And that is that each of us is unique and special, and that we just have to get through those people that are not right for us in order to find those lifelong partners. And they are out there for every single one of us. There is so much goodness and kindness in the world. There are so many loving people out there looking for another loving person. And when we become bitter or faithless in humanity, or we are becoming so jaded that we become cruel, then we are becoming that thing we were afraid that we'd find. And the only way out of that, the only way to stay positive, to stay hopeful, is wanting what is. That is the only way to have our expectations and our hopes always fulfilled. So we have to really be vigilant and notice when our mind is longing, because that longing is the suffering. Our situation is not the problem. Our situation is merely a bunch of atoms bouncing around, and we just wish they were in a different shape and arrangement and frequency than it is currently. All the meaning, all the important aspect of our experience, which is the meaning and interpretation we have about it, comes from us. We are either the conscious creators of that, or the unconscious reactors. Some people may seem like they are more naturally positive and more able to be content with a cat or a dog or a night home alone. But many of these people have also come to the same conclusion that it is their craving and longing for something different that is causing the suffering. And I promise you that when you love what is, when you love whatever is happening, the pain and the pleasure, that joy, that unshakable optimism and positivity is contagious. It is confidence that you cannot buy, and a partner or a dear friend will be attracted to that. We all have seen these people who are so bright, and everywhere they go, they are just complimenting everybody. And they may be weird and eccentric, but no matter what they physically look like, these are beautiful people, and their beauty radiates so much brighter than whatever they may physically look like. And it's not a fawning or a praising others in order to receive love. Completely the opposite. It is a take it or leave it, I know who I am energy. And that is what we all want to be, and we all want to be around. Anyone can buy a big diamond ring or a big fancy car, but very few people can accept everything in their life, everything, every moment of every day. But every single one of us has the potential. We just have to stop looking at what we don't have, what we wish we had, and who we wish we had. Because true love is not possessive. And so when we are in that desire mode and craving, we are really talking about possession. We want to possess friendships for our benefit. And this, even though it's subconscious, even though it's subtle, people pick up on that we are not full of love and wanting to share it, but we are out of love and hoping to get it. So how do we love loneliness? Loneliness is a innate urge within most of human beings. Most of us wish to be social because we survived together, because we needed each other, and we are stronger together. We are a species who has always lived in tribes and villages and very close families and communities. This is why loneliness is an urge that we can witness and act upon. Much like hunger, which tells us we need to go seek out food, loneliness tells us to seek out companionship. And just like hunger can make us suffer, or if we are fasting for religious or spiritual purposes, can help bring us to new heights and feelings of bliss and enlightenment, so too does loneliness give us that opportunity. The source of any pain can become a spiritual tool in our tool belt to bring about liberation from the suffering that that pain causes. It is a chance to look within, to dive deep, and to explore that sensation, explore the physical sensation, and explore the thoughts that rise into our conscious awareness. This has been a practice of mystics and monks and nuns and meditators, cave dwellers, and isolated woodsmen for millennia. So we have to remember that we are in good company, that we have a rare gift, an opportunity, if we choose to see it as such. And so we have to make the most of it. We have to love it to the best of our ability, to use that time with the most wisdom for a combination of meditation, learning, reflection, skills, hobbies, and all of the other rich variety of productive activities and experiences that we can fill up our time when we put some intention and forethought into that sacred alone time. When we do that, when we love everything in our lives, when we love our alone time as much as we would love being with others, when we stop that inner complaining and that needless suffering that stems from our unconscious reaction to being alone, then when we go and spend time with others, we are not a complaining negative person anymore. We are a bright spot in everyone's day we come across. This is how we reach a state of self-awareness, not self-consciousness. And this is true confidence. This is when we can have that take it or leave it attitude, because we are not desperate for a partner or a friend or a family who is not treating us with the respect that we deserve. From this place of inner peace, we then gladly get out and do those 10,000 horrible first dates. And if that is our true goal, we will hopefully not have to go that far, because when we exude that confidence, we will be the one rejecting. We will be the one with high standards. We will be the one seeing if other people are truly welcome into our sacred space, into our high standards that we hold for ourselves and others, that we don't settle, that we don't cave on. And that is what true confidence is, because that is the opposite of desperation. And that is the place of power that we can all come from when we truly love life exactly as it is, without any longing for anything to be different. That is ultimate confidence. And there is nothing more attractive than confidence and happiness. We just have to love what is and then put ourselves out there. Allow ourselves to interact and be seen and start bumping into everyone else's messy, chaotic lives. And we will soon have that soul family that is nourishing and enriching. But we have to get out of the way those people that aren't right. We have to get out of our own way of succumbing to hopelessness, and negativity. And we will be surprised by how many wonderful people out there are also just looking for a friend or a partner to share their beautiful, joyful lives. It doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, or 100 years old. It is never too late to share your life with someone. The internet, while having made us a little more socially disconnected because we are texting instead of calling or liking instead of commenting, it is also the greatest tool to connect people in real life. There are online communities for every type of hobby and passion, but also in real life, every single employee and customer and person at the table next to you is a person who may be in the same boat as you. And we can talk to anyone. And the only negative that can come from that is we find out they weren't right for us, which is a positive. All we have to do is recognize our fear of rejection, which is preventing us from talking to a stranger. And every time we talk to someone, whether it is just an extra few seconds of conversation with our barista, or we ask how a book is that someone's reading on the subway next to us, every single interaction improves our social skills, diminishes our fear of rejection, and diminishes our insecurity. So we just have to start that conversation, and only good things can come. It's normal to feel lonely at times in our lives. We live in a world where everything we experience is happening in our brain. Everything we see is ourself looking back at us. Every person we meet is our life force energy in someone else. It is our pure consciousness looking back at us. So the universe is alone. It is an illusion of separateness. And that illusion is for us to play and explore in for our entire lives. And that is a wonderful place to be. We just have to remember it is the illusion of light, the dance of form, the play of relationships. Nothing so serious that we need to develop extreme craving, longing, and desire for. It is simply to be enjoyed, to appreciate the connection, and also to recognize we're all one. Thank you so much for listening. If you are finding these podcasts helpful and giving some value to your life, please consider supporting our ad-free podcast on Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee or eastwesticism.org, and you will help keep this show free and available for everyone who needs it. Please also consider leaving a review on wherever you listen to your podcast, as that helps more people find their path to peace. Much love.
You have been listening to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. Being here and putting in this important and noble work is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself and others. If you found this podcast even a little helpful, please make sure to leave a review so it can reach others who may be in need. And remember,
the path to peace starts with a single step.